Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, having dealt with the disruption that COVID has caused to the sporting calendar, rugby and GAA fans are now having to deal with another significant disruption in the form of Ed Sheeran. His upcoming concerts at both Parkycweave and Thomond Park have led to scheduling issues for rugby, hurling and football matches due to be played at both venues. So is this just the reality of commercial life at major sporting stadiums which have to pay their way, or should the number one priority always be given to sports? Brian O'Connell joins me now. So tell us, what have you got against Ed Sheeran?
I don't have anything against Ed Sheeran, but there is concern that the Ed Sheeran concert scheduled for this month and next could lead to bad habits when it comes to displacing matches scheduled for the same venues. Bad Habits is an Ed Sheeran song, Philip. I know you're more a Phil Collins
fan. That
had
actually gone completely over my head. Well done, top marks.
There you go. Already we knew that there would be an impact on Cork GAA, so both hurling and football. So Parkycweave, as you said, not available for Cork versus Kerry in the football, and Cork and Clare in the hurling. So the Cork and Clare game has moved to Thurles, while Cork and Kerry, well, there's really a bit of debate over where that should be held. There is an obvious commercial reality here of debt that has to be paid back on stadium development, but some fans would feel this should take second place to teams having home advantage.
And when it comes to Munster, let's look at rugby first off. That home advantage at Thomond Park is absolutely legendary. And now they have to go to what I'm sure most Munster fans would regard as the slightly colder, more antiseptic environment of the Aviva.
Well, I was at the game in Thomond Park on Saturday, and I have to say it was probably the best atmosphere in a long time. And several of the players had referenced afterwards what a difference that makes. It's really almost impossible to try and replicate that elsewhere. And the Aviva, especially in recent times, has been criticised for a somewhat muted atmosphere. Now, I spoke to one Munster superfan, Ruth Kirby. She's based in London. She's a season ticket holder, travels to all the games. She's actually unsure she's going to go to the Aviva. She's critical of the decisions that led to Munster losing that home advantage.
As you know, sport's all about psychology, and in Thomond Park it's totally different. The number of times that we've been the underdogs, that people have come over there from the miracle match with Northampton, and what it shows to me is a lack of planning, a lack of care for their own players, and a lack of care and respect for the supporters, expecting them to go to Dublin rather than to come, you know, walk over to Thomond Park. And when you get there, Munster is a feeling. The players feel it. We all feel it. The other day against Exeter, you felt the support and love. And the players feel that on the pitch in Thomond Park. They don't feel that anywhere else. The most important thing for the team and for everybody who supports them is winning. And you have to give them the best chance at winning. And the team did everything they could. The supporters did everything they could, but it was the wrong decision, and it's upset an awful lot of supporters who understand how important home advantage is.
What about Ed Sheeran playing at half-time, maybe?
Do you know what? He's the kind of fella that would. I totally get the financial pressures, and it's on everybody, but this is the wrong option. But it'll be in the Aviva. And I was in the Aviva for the All Blacks against Ireland, which I'm told and read, Gerry Thornley says it's the best he's ever seen an atmosphere in the Aviva. It was nothing compared to, you know, any European game in Thomond Park.
You'll obviously be in Dublin.
I don't know that I will be, you know.
Do you think the club should maybe try and help supporters get to Dublin now, because it will be a significant added cost?
They might put on a couple of buses. They take us for granted, and that's not nice, and it's not right.
Brian O'Connell and Ruth Kirby, The Joker and the Queen. That's another Ed Sheeran song, in case you didn't know it, Brian. Now, you spoke to Munster Rugby about this. What did they say?
I spoke to Philip Quinn, who's Chief Operating Officer with Munster Rugby, and I asked Philip Quinn whether or not they could have avoided this scheduling clash and how they respond to accusations that they've taken their support base for granted.
The discussions with the concert promoters started in early 2021. And that was at a time where we'd just gone through a year of COVID where our income had been absolutely decimated. So we had pay cuts on both staff and players, had just gone through a compulsory redundancy scheme. So there was absolutely no certainty as to when our gate income, other match revenues were going to resume. So it wasn't a pleasant situation to be in. Any revenues generated by the stadium go directly into Munster Rugby. In relation to the discussions with the concert promoters, we don't get to cherry pick the dates. We had failed to secure any concerts in Thomond Park since 2013. suddenly we had an option on the table, which was going to give us certainty. And that allowed us to minimise our budget cuts then on the rugby side. It was not a decision we took lightly.
But then now you have the issue of trying to win, obviously, and home advantage being so huge when it comes to Thomond Park.
Oh, it definitely is. But I suppose, from our perspective, look, we have a fantastic support base and we'd never take that for granted. And you look at the supporters that we had in Exeter 2 weeks ago, then back in Thomond Park last week, and we're really grateful for that. We'll do everything that we can to make, I suppose, the match as accessible as possible. We're working with EPCR for a travel-friendly kickoff day and time. We're going to price the quarterfinal tickets at a very manageable price point. What does that mean? We're looking at ticket prices that are going to be lower than what we'd normally have for a pool game in Thomond Park. We're looking at transport options whereby we're going to have hopefully subsidised travels for supporters. It's not a situation that we wanted to be in, but this was an exceptionally unique circumstance.
Philip Quinn, Munster's COO. Talk to me about the GAA, Brian. Presumably the main impact there is on Cork.
Yes, because Cork GAA has these issues with both hurling and football impacted. So I spoke to Kieran McCarthy, sports editor of the Southern Star. He's really been writing about this dilemma that Cork fans face. So 2 weeks to go to Cork's meeting with Kerry and the football. Cork had home advantage for that game, but that won't now take place at Páirc Uí. So fans actually still don't know for certain where the game will be held. The Munster Council decided to move the game to Killarney. That hasn't gone down well with the Cork players and with some supporters. They'd like for it to be held in Cork, perhaps in Páirc Uí. It's all a bit of a mess, really. So this is Kieran McCarthy's take on it.
Home advantage is meant to favour or be an advantage for the home team. And for Cork footballers, the best chance is to keep the game in Páirc Uí. And the fact we're getting so close now, it's May 7th this game is on, and the venue is still up in the air.
What about the overall decision then? The fact that Páirc Uí, built at a huge cost, is unavailable for crunch games like the football and the hurling coming up.
That's not ideal at all. And you have to feel sorry for the Cork footballers in this sense, because it wasn't the Cork footballers' call to redevelop Páirc Uí. The Cork footballers didn't fix Ed Sheeran for two concerts. This was out of their hands. You could say that the Cork GAA Chiefs are taking a bit of a gamble in the hope that they wouldn't get a big home game. But from a commercial point of view, Cork GAA is in big debt over this Páirc Uí redevelopment. The figures bandied about are 20, 30 million. If Cork GAA can hold big events like an Ed Sheeran concert or a big sporting event in Páirc Uí, it allows Cork to take big chunks out of the mortgage. From a commercial point of view, it makes sense, but it's just the way this is all panned out. It's obviously not ideal because the home teams are giving up home advantage, and These decisions are being made by the powers that be. It's almost where we are now with these big venues. Like, so much money has been pumped into them for these redevelopments. Like, it's only for one or two games a year that stadium is actually full. And in an ideal world, it would be great to see fans reimbursed, but I just can't see that happening because it almost sets a precedent in it, and it's a precedent that the powers that be probably don't want.
Kieran McCarthy of the Southern Star. I read a calculation a while ago related to stadiums in the United States where they were saying that they needed to have a capacity event once a fortnight for, well, one particular stadium to wash its face. I don't know what the commercial considerations are for Páirc Uí. Presumably you asked the GAA about this.
Well, a big reason here, of course, for these concerts is that it costs so much to develop, as Kieran said, and you have that debt now associated with the stadium. But the uncertainty around the fixture, that's really adding to local frustrations. I asked Cork GAA CEO Kevin O'Donovan about when they first booked these gigs.
9 to 12 months ago, there would have been discussions and the gigs would have been confirmed with us around then. We were hoping to avoid direct clashes. For example, the Cork will get a different draw in the football championship. That didn't prove to be the case. So, you know, we've had no events here for the last number of years. The Westlife concerts in August, for example, they are a carryover from the previous 2 years. We certainly would hope to avoid moving matches again.
Because it's a balance, obviously, Kevin, isn't it? I mean, you've got to make inroads in the debt, but at the same time, it is a sporting stadium.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, and we also want to fund Gaelic games in the county. On this occasion, we felt the concerts were too good a commercial opportunity to turn down.
And where is it at now in terms of, say, the Cork-Kerry game?
It is still not confirmed. We're still in discussions with players, with management, with Munster Council. We wouldn't be making any public comment on it apart from that.
And what do you say to fans then, Kevin, who, I suppose, 2 weeks out, still don't know where the Cork-Kerry game is, and they're looking at this magnificent stadium, Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh, and they're thinking to themselves, why are we not in Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh watching Cork play?
We had hoped to avoid this clash, but we knew there was a risk of this clash, and we had to take a cold commercial decision. Remember, we don't have shareholders here. All our funds are reinvested back into the GA. There's a general understanding out there amongst our supporters that we are tackling global issues in terms of stadium debt, and in the long run, for the stadium to function and be viable, it must be a realistic concert venue. So I think that understanding is out there.
There was no chance of Ed Sheeran going down to Killarney, was there?
No, we keep him for a while. We need him.
Kevin O'Donovan there. Why was he laughing at that, Brian?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. Right. I mean, I suppose Páirc-Uí-Chaoimh, look, it has a bigger capacity, obviously. And as he said, they haven't been able to hold events there for a while. And it probably is only full once or twice a year. So they do need these added events. You'll be at it, I suppose, will you?
Oh, front and centre, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brian O'Connell, Shape of You.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.